Yes, with Smile. Smile, because you're on Candid Camera, because you're on the Monday Afternoon Show, and Smile we will be doing right now, because guess who's up? We got Garrett Roach in the house. Garrett Roach, welcome again to the Monday Afternoon Show.
Thank you again for having me, Kieran.
How's it going?
First, I'd like to start by giving a shout-out to Walgreens customers, Linda Schatzable and her sister, Vicky. They are so loyal. They are always praising me on my customer service, and they're two of our greatest customers going. Second, I would like to say you mentioned the name of that group is the Heavy Horses.
That's right.
I'm about to have Robert O'Brien on again, speaking of Heavy Horses. He has about 45 to 50 of them. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to Natalie Vargas, who was just Skype texting me saying she's listening in today. And she knew the Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac song, also from the Breakfast Club, she said.
No way.
She knew it. She texted me. And the other one was Lily Allen. And actually, her idea, Lily Allen was the name of the singer you had on after Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Actually, I got to clarify that was actually the Dixie Chicks covering Stevie Nicks. So the Dixie Chicks were covering Fleetwood Mac on that Landslide song.
And isn't it funny, because I have my friend Dan accompanying me here just listening in, and he knows so many songs, especially classic rock songs.
Oh, no, it was a close. It was a close version.
He said Stevie Nicks.
Very close.
But, you know, I thought to myself at first, I thought that was Natalie Maine from the Dixie Chicks, who now I realize does sound a lot like Stevie Nicks. But anyway, I would like to read a very short poem here. I'd like to start out. It's called A Traveler's Story, and it was written by a dear friend of mine in County Galway, Ireland, by the name of Teresa Barrett, who is a first cousin to gold medal Olympic boxer Francie Barrett, who boxed in the 1996 Olympics for Ireland in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And now resides in London, England, right down the road from Wembley Stadium. But his first cousin here, Teresa, is, I believe she's 34 years of age now. When she was 15, her and her first cousin wrote this poem together in school. And I'd like to go from this and then on to having Mr. Robert O'Brien on.
Okay, we'll see if we could say a quick word to Rob O'Brien and Garrett Roach.
I'll read the poem first, and then I have to connect to him.
Okay,
to Robert.
We'll just see how we can make this all work. It's the Monday Afternoon Show. Garrett Roach is in the house, people. Give us a call, 518-828-0290. Let's get this party started.
Go for it.
Okay, we are back with Garrett Roach has a poem from County Kerry.
No, Galway.
Galway. Teresa. This is Teresa, right?
Teresa Barrett from County Galway. Robert O'Brien's the Kerry lad.
That's right. Okay, well, let's have it.
It's called
Garrett. Let's hear it.
All right. A traveler's story. I am a traveler. For that I am proud. I am proud to shout it out loud. They call me dirty and other names. They never let me join in their games. I am a traveler. I am only human. When they call me names, it leaves me fuming. Refused in the pub, refused in the shop. When, oh, when will it all stop? The big D is our problem. Wherever we go, whatever we ask, the answer is no. The letter I mentioned stands for discrimination. Believe it or not, it's still in our nation. So pinch me, I'll feel it just like you. I hope you understand what we're going through.
Traveler pride, right there, coming through in the poetic verse. Garrett, thanks for that.
Indeed. Most welcome here.
Let's see if Rob O'Brien wants to have a little chit-chat. It's not Rob O'Brien. I said it wrong.
Robert.
It's Robert O'Brien. We used to have an alderman in Hudson named Rob O'Brien. Did you know that? Hudson politics. No one should know.
Deep into the forest, we both got it go. It's funny, my mom used to teach
Ladies and gentlemen, we are keeping it positive on the Monday Afternoon Show as best we can. We got Garrett Roach representing the positivity community of the world, sharing with us, and he's trying to contact County Kerry right now, so let's not stop him. Can you hear me, sir?
Speaker's on the back. Usually I know you gotta plug it in.
There you go. Robert Shirk, how are you doing? Can you hear us?
I can't hear you. How are you getting on?
All right. So from the underwater waters of County Kerry, Rob O'Brien calling in again. Thank you for contacting us. How is everything in the beautiful Emerald Isle, sir?
It's not too bad now. The weather is a bit below minus. The weather's cold at the moment. It's cold, but everything is good.
Okay. Well, hopefully the hospitality and the cultural vibe in the political climate isn't as cold as it is here in the United States, so at least you got that going for you.
No, that's just true, but it's just the time of the year, just Christmas time, everything gets cold, and it's just a season for us.
That's right. So what's new in County Kerry these days?
Yeah, same thing, I was at the hospital all the time, and we have money every day.
That's good. And your family as well?
My family's healthy now, thank God, and we're looking forward now to come to Hudson on the first for 2 weeks. We're coming to Gala for 2 weeks, and the first of December this month, me, my two kids and my wife. So it should be an adventure.
Awesome. It's so great that you're able to call in our show here on Monday afternoon. What time is it again over there in County Kerry as we speak?
10:37
p.m.
10:37 p.m. and night. Dad was telling me a lot about the area, about people in it, and he was telling me about your radio station, and when we're in Hudson, we might drop by and see them.
It would be an absolute dream come true for you to come into the studio here, Mr. O'Brien, and have you live and direct, and you'll sound a little less underwater, I'm sure, if you're here live in the studio, because it's amazing we can make this audio work over the phone.
Yeah, the technology is pretty good now, but it'd be nice to, like, be in person. I listen to you a lot of times on the radio. It'd be nice to meet you in person and talk a bit more.
It would be absolutely wonderful, so I look forward to that. Garrett?
This is something I never even dreamed of in my entire life ever occurring. And Robert,
right.
You're the best ever.
We look forward to it, and thank you a million times over, and we will be absolutely thrilled if you can make it here in Hudson and get up here in the studio.
Oh, can you say again?
All right, Rob, I think enjoy yours. 10:30 p.m. over there in Ireland. Representing on the Monday afternoon show. So if you want to add in, folks, give us a phone call. 518-828-0290. Thanks, Garrett, for arranging that.
You are much more than welcome. Just a whiskey and wine. Thank you for having it. And if you have time, I'd love to play a song next for Robert. Irish Heartbeat by Van Morris. It was filmed on the Aran Islands off the coast of Galway, County Galway, Ireland.
All right, so song coming up for Robert. Let's pull
it
that
is
song
perfect,
up.
It's perfectly what's, appropriate.
All right, what's the song again?
Irish Heartbeat.
Irish
by
Heartbeat.
Van Morrison and the Chief.
That's with... Thank you, Garrett
yes.
Roach. We really appreciate your contribution here on the Monday afternoon show. And Robert O'Brien.
Wreck, a thousand miles underneath the Black Sea. It looks like everybody's sleeping. But look close, they are dead indeed. I want to lead you to an armchair. Deep back in the files of my mind. I wanna sit you in a candle's light where I've been spending all of my time. Well, that's me. Just a drinking off his bottle, is it drinking off of me? Now that's me. Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf. Well, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Yeah, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams.
So, Garrett, I want to say thank you again, and this is going out to Robert O'Brien, Count DeCarry, calling in. We're trying to work with the audio to understand.
This is an Irish Heartbeat, but is this like an intro to you?
This is Irish Heartbeat going out to Robert O'Brien. This is Van Morrison and the Chieftains.
For you, Robert.
Straight so far.